Rachel, thanks for joining us. Give us a little bit of an update on what we experienced yesterday and what we can take away.
Hi, good morning. Well, especially when it comes to places like California, like you mentioned there, the primary elections, we've heard a lot about these jungle primaries, mm-hmm. simply meaning that the two top finishers advance. And in the California governor's race, that is progressive Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. He's going to take on Republican John Cox for governor this fall. And it's a bit surprising in some respects, except that President Trump actually endorsed John Cox, I believe just yesterday on Twitter, said to go out and vote for him. So he finished number two, and that's a good sign for Republicans because they at least have a dog in this fight come November.
Right. The implication of having a Republican on the ballot for the governor position might bode well, or at least a little bit better potentially, for some of those people down ticket.
Well, it could. And the president today actually tweeted that he believes that John Cox can win. Now, that may be kind of a far stretch in a state like California, but the president likes to sort of tweet things into reality, so you never know. He also dipped into a couple of races, one in Mississippi, urging people to vote for GOP Senate candidate Roger Wicker. He did win his primary, but the Democrats on the other side have to go to a runoff. So, you know, he's been involved. We've seen him from time to time, even in the case of West Virginia's Blankenship. At the time, he said stay away from him, and he ended up losing his primary. So the president is still having a lot of influence on Twitter when it comes to these political races.
Mm-hmm. What about that blue wave? We keep hearing about the blue wave. Everybody likes to talk about it because they like to talk about it is happening or isn't happening. Any indication yesterday of a blue wave?
Well, I think the blue wave may be more of a ripple, if anything, right now, because look at California. That's where we would have seen it. In the other states, you have primary systems that are more constructed. And in California, with this idea of just the top two finish, the Democrats were hoping to knock a lot of Republicans out of their spots. And they weren't able to do that. Pretty much the usual suspects are proceeding forward. I mean, you look at people like Devin Nunes and Kevin McCarthy and Dan Rohrabacher. All of California are all safe. So Democrats have been trying to maybe edge up on them and some others, but it doesn't appear that that's what's happening. So, but there's still a lot of time, Annie, between now and November for this blue wave, I suppose, to develop. But I think, you know, by and large, the conventional wisdom is that House seats might be able to be vulnerable to Democratic takeovers, but not so much in the Senate.
Right. And there's a lot of money being spent right now on these primary elections. Probably a pretty big indication of how much money is going to be spent here once November gets along. Is there any way to tell how, like, investment of money and where they're putting it and whether or not it's having an impact?
Well, I'll tell you where they didn't put it was in New Jersey. There was a Republican, actually, or I think it maybe it was a Democrat, trying to challenge Senator Bob Menendez in his primary, so it would have been a Democrat. But apparently this candidate spent $0 thinking that it would be easy because of the corruption charges they faced. But that didn't work out.
So not so much.
That's where they're not spending money. I would say in states like Iowa, there were some women there who did quite well. They're trying to bust Iowa's all-male congressional delegation. So there's money being spent there. Also, a woman in New Mexico who has a chance to be able to become the first real Native American female in Congress. Her name is Deb Haaland. So she won the first congressional district primary there. So, again, I mean, these are all primaries. They're not really shaping up or giving us a real temperature of how it's going to be, you know, 5 months from now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll continue to follow the primary season as it goes on. Thanks for the update, Rachel. We appreciate it. Rachel Sutherland there from Fox News Radio.